9:18 the time on 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone with Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, Kevin Ingram. Morgan Alexander is our producer. We have talked a lot about the Titans signing of Cameron Wake. I guess it becomes official today. Mark, I'll let you introduce our guest because I know you know him well. Blaine, you, of course, played
when he was assistant. You know him
a little too.
Well, I'll just say it. He's one of my favorite people in covering sports, period. Jim Washburn, the longtime former Titans D-line coach, but he's been with the Lions. He's been in Miami, of course, and he coached Cameron Wake. Wash, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
We're great.
Doing
great.
Tell people what you're doing these days.
Well, I'm sitting in the parking lot in Columbia, Tennessee at Planet Fitness waiting to work out. I'm doing nothing. I live on my farm. I got 80 acres and live out there and mess around. That's pretty much what I'm doing.
All right. What are your thoughts? Do you think Cameron Wake was a good risk for the Titans to take?
I know this. Hey, Blaine, remember I said this. Don't ever doubt Cameron Wake. It's like I don't know. He's ageless, I guess. I don't know. I'll tell you what. He at one time was one of the best pass rushers I've ever seen. I had all the cut ups of him, his whole deal. His 2012 season was unbelievable. What a great story. He stole cellular phones after the Giants and somebody else cut him. He stole cellular phones for a year, and then he went to Canada. So what a great story.
Mm. Well, Coach Wash, what could you say is the repercussions of his drop in sack numbers? Because if you look at his numbers, especially, that's a concern when you're a GM. He's at 36, 37 years old. And he goes to, from 10, 11 sacks pretty regularly to now 6 sacks. What do you attribute that to?
Well, Blaine, here's the deal. I was there in 16, had 11 and a half, and no telling how many. He had 2 taken away by penalty that year. And I've never seen a guy get more taken away by penalty. He should have had 13 and a half bigger. But what's happened, I know last year, Chris Kasurik, one of my old players at the Titans, was coaching him at Miami, and they got Will Hayes and some other guys hurt early, and they had to play him on first down. And their intentions were to only play him on passing down, and really sparingly. And I told him, I said, anytime he's in there against the run, you're just, you're taking away what he does best. So anyway, he ended up having to play too many snaps, way too many. For 36 years old, he got, and he's small. It might say 263, or what did it say on his stats? He's in the 240 range now.
Oh, okay. But, so that makes a lot of sense. So then the Titans, if they played him on an every down situation, that probably wouldn't behoove him and do really well.
The Titans are dumbasses if they play him on a rundown.
Well, thanks for telling us how you feel, Coach. Okay. Did you ever try to get him to come to the Titans when you were with the Titans? You talk about
it. Yeah. Say that again. I can barely hear you.
Did you ever get a chance when he was a free agent to try to get the Titans to bring him to?
Story, though? Here's what I told a guy last night. I looked at arena, and I looked at Canada stats every week. I was going to try to find somebody like I did in recruiting in college. I was trying to find somebody that nobody knew about. So anyway, there's this guy in West Tennessee. He lives over near Martin. He's a great scout, but he's always been to Canada. His name's Paul Jones. He's in the Scouting Hall of Fame. So I said, Paul, who's good in Canada? He said, gosh almighty, Wash, there's this guy at BC that's got 10 sacks halfway through his first season. I went, what's his name? Cam Wake. Where's he from? Well, he got cut in the NFL. He's an inside stand-up, inside linebacker at Penn State. Never rushed the passer, but he's killing it. So I started following him, and I started, you're not supposed to contact him. So, me, I followed the rules exactly. But anyway, I was following arena guys, CFL guys, anything I could figure could pass rush because I was always a CFL fan. So I can't say what I did, but anywho, second year he went berserk. So I called, and there was a guy upstairs at the Titans that I said, I got to have this guy. And the Titans are good for me. The Titans were really good. Jeff and Floyd and those guys, they let me have my pick. I mean, not because I was any good or anything, but they, I'd make a case for them, and they were really good. I begged them for Babin. I begged them for Vanden Bosch, you know, and Will Hayes and some of those guys. But anyway, they're good to me. But this guy upstairs, I'm not going to name names, he felt some power, and he said, I don't like him. I said, why don't you like him? Well, he's in the CFL. I said, I don't give a crap. Guy can rush now. What? He said, what do you like about him? I said, he gets back. He hits the quarterback every play. So we could have got him. I'm just telling you the truth now. It pissed me off, and that's one of my greatest. I asked Cam. I told him the first time I ever saw him. I said, hey, we could have got it for $1 million guaranteed.
Wash, what makes him such a great pass rusher?
Stop eating corner. You know what cornering is? You ever seen me run those hoops and stuff? You know,
yeah.
Get those guys? Blaine, though. Blaine, he could corner as good as anybody. In 2012, he had 15 and a half. And let me tell you something. His cut-up there were wicked. They were insane. All he does is he runs off the ball. He got two moves. He runs off the ball, runs right upfield at the tackle. He takes a jab step, and he swipes and ducks under. It's unbelievable. They know it's coming, and then what happens? They take their hands back, so he doesn't swipe their hands, and he bulls. And he's only got two things he does. Doesn't even have an inside move. His bull is his inside move, and I tell you what, they can't block it. They know it's coming. And I think the only thing that's ever stopped him is injuries. He's at 98 now. I asked Chris the other day, what did Cam finish up with? He said 98. John Abraham told me at the, remember the Blaine Weir at the Pro Bowl the year we coached there?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Anyway, John Abraham said you got to get about 130 to go to the Hall, have a chance to go to the Hall of Fame. So I don't know if Cam can make it or not, but never doubt Cam Wade.
We're speaking of former Titans defensive line coach, also with the Dolphins, also with the Lions, Eagles, other places, great Jim Washburn. Wash, Dave McGinnis told us that when he used to go to the Combine, you were one of the people that he enjoyed the most to sit and watch players. When you're evaluating a pass rusher, what do you look for?
I don't know. Maybe just. I don't know. He's got to have traits. They've got to be able to burst. And it takes all time. But the ones that have great get off and great bend and can corner and lean are the good ones. I mean, like, Javon obviously was not an accomplished pass rusher technique-wise. He just could bend and lean. Derek Thomas, all of them had the same thing, common thread. I went to work out a guy at Arkansas one time. He's first round draft choice, and I had him run the hoops, pick up tennis balls, and I did the first drill with the guy, and he's a first-round draft choice, and he couldn't corner. He couldn't corner right, so I left. There's 30 line coaches there. He said, what are you leaving for? What? I said, I've seen all I need to see. He said, what'd you see? I said, same thing you guys saw. They didn't catch it, I guess. And then he had no sacks in the NFL. Huge bust. So if you can't corner.
Oh, that was that guy who went to the Falcons.
Yeah, you got it right. His name is Deaf. His parents were deaf. Anderson, I think. He led the nation in sacks 14 and a half. But he couldn't corner because when he turned, he couldn't keep his feet in the ground. He can't pull. It's like me riding a Harley around the curve. You got to lean into the curve. I'm working with a guy from Florida State now. We've worked it every day. So if you can't do that, you can't rush on the outside.
Toughest question you're going to have to answer real quick, Wash, before you go. Cameron Wake or the freak, Javon Curse, who you taking?
I'm taking Cameron Wake. I mean, Javon's my guy. He kept
not according to what you just said.
Well, he's got an NFL for 2 years. I can't talk bad about my own people. But Cameron Wake, much more established
polished pass rusher, no doubt.
Jim, real quick, before we let you go, what you know during your time here in Tennessee, I mean, we saw you develop so many good defensive linemen. What are a couple guys who are a couple guys you're most proud of with the progress they made over that time?
Dave Ball, Tony Brown.
Why those two in particular?
We picked them up on the same Tuesday workout day, depleted. Tony Brown was the first alternate to the Pro Bowl. Dave Ball had 8 sacks and got hurt the last 5 games. Two that popped in my mind, guys that everybody else had given up on, that had some traits and had heart. And, you know, let me say this real quick, because I might never get a chance to say this again. I might not live to the next time I'm on the radio. we broke this franchise record in sacks the first 2 years I was there. Okay, is everybody listening real closely? The reason we broke the record in sacks is because we had this little bow-legged guy, number 23, who played in the box, and they couldn't run the ball.
Yeah.
No tip now. They couldn't run the ball because he was unaccounted for, and he could tackle, and he made plays. So we turned them loose up front. And Greg finally figured that out. He said, you know, if we got outnumber them in the box with Blaine Bishop, then your guys can get upfield. And I went, no kidding. And you know, I don't know how Blaine feels. I think we fell out a little bit his last year there. But I can tell you this, that is the very reason we broke the sack records 2 years in a row.
And you must have got that check I sent you, Coach.
Nope. It's just the truth. that is absolutely the truth. And,
I appreciate that, Coach.
No, I mean, really you do. Need to know. I don't care, you know, what else, but you need to know that. That's the way I feel.
Jim, thank you so much for the time this morning. Really enjoyed visiting with you.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, nice. Hey, Mark, how's your son doing? Good?
He's doing great. He's with his family in Florida.
All right. Well, y'all take care. Thanks for having me. Bye.
Thanks, okay. Wash.
Hey, Coach.
Get to your workout.
Every time I talk to Wash, he'll ask about Jack. Ugh.
And ask about Blaine, too.
Well, he don't ask about me.
He's the man.
9:30 the time here on 104.5 The Zone. Good stuff with him talking about Cameron Wake. This is the Wake Up Zone. Stay with us. So we'll get into some bandy. They play tonight in the SEC tournament. Chris Lee's going to join us next. More Wake Up Zone coming up right after this.